Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Our own Carson Horn covered this year's Oklahoma Wheat Growers Annual Meeting and Wheat Review that was happening at Redlands Community College in El Reno yesterday. One of the folks he caught up with, Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist, who indicated to Carson that perhaps we're at the bottom right now, short term, for wheat prices.
Well, it looks like the market's trying to make a bottom down here. We got some pretty strong support for prices at the current levels. Of course, the thing driving these prices is probably the information coming out of Russia. Every report raises their production level, and it looks like, you know, rather than being 5% lower than last year, they're going to produce as much or more wheat than last year. And we're talking about, you know, 200 to 400 million bushels here, and that's having an impact on our prices. Hopefully, we're on the bottom right now.
Yeah. So what are your expectations for prices moving into this fall?
You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was cautiously optimistic and the market turned. And I think it turned on the Russian news and the Russian crop. I read one report that says, was this big increase in Russian production was part of that bunker weight or was that clean weight? So we got to see what kind of crop that Russian crop is. And also, do they have the infrastructure to move it out? There's some questions on that. I also read one report that said we've seen the high price for the year. I think that's a possibility. I think prices are just going to waller around now until we get the full information on the Russian crop and what happens in Argentina and Australia. I'm not very optimistic right now. I do think prices can recover some, but not a whole lot.
Extension Grain Market Economist Dr. Kim Anderson. Another Farm Bill listening session yesterday for the House Agriculture Committee. Beginning of the week, they were down in San Angelo, Texas. Yesterday, Redwood Falls, Minnesota, for the Minnesota Farm Fest. After that session, listening to producers, Mike Conaway, chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, says, yep, we did hear quite a bit about organics and the need to maybe beef up some organic programs in our next Farm Bill. He says that's all well and good, but he says we need to keep in mind who's actually buying those organic goods.
The top 20% of the economic food chain in this country spends more on food than the bottom 20% makes in disposable income. So while we're encouraging organics everywhere we can, the top 20% are the ones that are buying that. The Farm Bill has got to protect the cost of food for the bottom half of the food chain because those folks live in paycheck to paycheck. And so you can love the Farm Bill or you can hate the Farm Bill, but it delivers the most affordable food supply of any developed nation in the world to the American consumer.
House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway. You've got Farm News on Ron.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We're dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
At your Farm News, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.